So I've just broken out from the press room, which is filling up slowly, I would say. Things are not kicking off till half one. I guess a lot of people are also tuning into the Apple announcement today. Wonder why that is. I'm with Chris Kocek. Have I said it right? Fantastic. I normally murder second names. You're from GSD&M, which is an advertising company in Austin.
Yep.
So give me a bit of background about the company and why you're here at South by Southwest.
Okay. GSD&M is the largest advertising agency here in Austin, and we're actually celebrating our 40th anniversary. It was founded by a bunch of UT grad students who didn't want to go work for anybody else, so they formed their ad agency, and I actually came on board about a year and a half ago. And the thing that differentiates GSD&M from other agencies is this idea of purpose. That basically, if you have a strong purpose in the marketplace, it's not really so much about what you sell or, you know, how many units you're selling. It's more like, what is the difference you're making in people's lives?
Fantastic.
Yep.
So tell me about some of those changes in lives that you've done.
Well, we have a number of different purpose-based accounts, you know, really strong ones like AARP, which is formerly known as the Association of Retired People.
Okay.
Legacy, which is anti-tobacco or, you know, helping you quit smoking. We do campaigns like Drive to End Hunger. We also did Roy Spence, who's the S in GSD&M. He worked on this campaign called I'm an American after the 9/11 attacks,
Right.
which was this kind of unifying campaign and actually re-ran recently in the, for the 10-year anniversary. So there's a lot of different brands that we have that, you know, speak to this whole notion of purpose. And I mean, and purpose isn't just like a noble purpose. I mean, if you know what your purpose is in the marketplace and the difference you're making, then it can be a lot of different brands, like Goodyear,
Right.
for example.
So how does a company that's been going for that amount of time, how do they maintain being fresh and dynamic? What is it? I guess they come to events like this to find out what the vibe's about. What are you doing in the business to make the business more sustainable? I mean, do you know anything about that side of the business?
In terms of sustainability from an environmental standpoint or
Yeah.
from...
From an environmental standpoint, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of times that's client-led to some extent, right? Because the operations at the business level, you know, have to be sustainable in order to message about
Sure.
that. So one of the things we try to do always is speak to clients and you know, say, look, there's an opportunity for messaging here, but if you don't get your operations in place, then it'll be a hollow
Do you
message.
find that a lot?
Yeah, with a lot of brands. I mean, a lot of brands are trying. They see the tide. They see the wave that's coming in terms of sustainability and, you know, formerly known as green. But many people, you know, some people try to bury their heads in the sand and say, oh, it's just a fad. We'll keep an eye on it, but we're not going to make changes. Then you have other brands that say, you know, during the recession, if we can keep investing in sustainability initiatives, when we come out of the recession, gas goes back up, everything goes back up, we'll be in prime position because we will have made those changes already.
Right.
So it's something that we, you know, it's a struggle, but we work with brands all the time to try to get them to think that way.
That's very cool. So where did you work previously for here? I mean, what is the thing that drives you? Why Austin? Why this company?
Well, I actually worked at BBDO
Okay.
in New York
All right.
before coming here, and it was the opportunity to work on AARP because they do a lot of social cause, social advocacy stuff. It's not necessarily sustainability focused, but there is quite a bit of social advocacy stuff that they do. And so Austin's a great green city, and like I said, the purpose, the idea of purpose at the agency was a really strong draw for me.
That's awesome. So, what are you expecting to get out of South by Southwest Eco? Anything specific that you've seen in the schedule that's like, that's going to be awesome?
I think some of the sustainability packaging panel from Dell looks really interesting to me. Stuff about entrepreneurs, like, you know, training the next generation of sustainable entrepreneurs looks really good to me. I'm trying to think of, I mean, really, I want to network and meet other people, and,
Right.
you know, it is, like I said, it's challenging in the advertising business, but, you know, hopefully I'll find some entrepreneurs here, some startups. Maybe I can, you know, help them figure out a way to craft their messaging so they can be really successful.
That's awesome. Chris, have a fabulous day.
Thank you, you too.